And now, Capital 263.
Welcome to the 263 Chat Show, bringing you live interviews, discussions, and stories on pertinent issues in Zimbabwe and around the world.
All right. Hello, welcome to another exciting edition of Youth and Road to 2018, where we talk a lot of youth-related issues, some of them political, some of them social, some of them economic, but all they have to do, they have to include youth. And we are biased towards the 2018 elections on certain issues that affect us as youth. Right, my name is Lapchim Tongwiza, and today on the program I have invited Carson Kunduona, who is a card-carrying member from ZANU-PF. Comrade Carson, it's good to have you here.
Hi, it's good to have you, and thank you for having me.
All right. So let's get straight into it. Comrade Carson, you are a ZANU-PF member, and maybe I would want to understand your background, when and how you, and why you joined the Revolutionary Party.
Okay. I have a very long and protracted relationship with ZANU-PF.
When you say long, how old are you, comrade?
I just turned 24.
All right.
On Sunday.
No.
So, but then
yeah, my related.
First, thank you. My first contact with ZANU-PF, I think it was in 2000, but I wasn't a member of the party back then. But my family was very rooted in the activities of the party.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember that in 2000, the country went to a referendum when they wanted to vote in a new constitution, that yes and that no vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first time that I came into contact with the party and its principles. So from then, people actually grew. I grew up people calling me like President Mugabe.
Right.
Then, but I formally joined the party in 2012. That is after I had completed my A level. I then went to university. 2013, 2014, I was already in the student leadership of universities, and I was representing the party. And then in 2016, we came up with the idea that we need to represent the party in the best possible image, because I think there's a stereotype when it comes to youths that belong to ZANU-PF. When you say you belong to ZANU-PF, people have a certain picture that they see. They think you don't think. They think you don't reason. So we came here, and I think by the end of this conversation, we would have cleared up that perception. So that's basically about me.
Right. Well, at least we are still on perceptions. Yema Youth as ZANU-PF.
Yes.
You know, there is also a perception that you guys from ZANU-PF, you are in the habit of harassing my electorate, especially in going elections. We look at the 2008 elections, we look at the 2013 elections. There is that perception that kuni violence amongst my youth. Can you just demystify that?
Okay, so what happens in ZANU-PF is ZANU-PF is not a homogeneous entity. So we come from different backgrounds, we've got different characters, we've got different expectations in life, and we've got different ways of handling the opposition. But Chinotipatani versus is the party policy, is the party position. And in as far as I know, the party position, we are a democratic party, we are a revolutionary party, and ours is to maintain peace. So kanapachitika ma violence anangachinzarikutwa nema youth, I cannot dispute that. But what I can say is that is not the party position. And kuri kutonzi those perpetrators vabatwa, I think they'll be dealt with by the party. And I think you've seen in the recent past months that pane vanhu varikutodzingwa. And all the violence, I could mention names, but you've got a very prominent person, former youth chair where another province. He was actually expelled from the party, and now the violence. So I don't think it would be fair to say to paint all of us with the same brush. We harass people, we are violent, because ZANU-PF not what unity, peace, and development. So yeah, I think I've answered
right.
You.
You said you joined the party around about 2000 now.
2012.
Yeah. But you grew up within the party.
Yes.
we look at the party, maybe since time you were introduced, that's around 2000, right?
Yes, 2000.
You were introduced to the party.
Yes.
Until now, 2017.
Yes.
What has changed, both negative and positive, from the time that you were introduced to the party as a youngster until now?
I think when I was introduced to the party, women were not up there, politically speaking. Mm-hmm. But then 2004, Takona Memjuru, Wachipinda, due to the works I first laid. And then Takona saw for the first time, we had a female vice president due to the works of the party. And I think from there, Takona tukuni my youth, tukuni my women, akawanda, apindam politics. You cannot discuss politics nowadays without, for example, without mentioning even Toko Zanu Pf. Although she belongs to the MDC, I'm very confident that Zanu PF set the tone for opposition. They include the woman. So I think for me, that is the best takeaway from a positive development that comes on. But then in around 2001, I can tell you the party did not fully embrace my youths.
Yeah.
Younger said maybe I could trust in leadership positions. But as of 2013, from the top of my head, I can tell you 6 or 7 my youths were in trust with the responsibility of winning a constituency for Zanu PF, which they did. The likes of Comrade Shadrick Mashaya Mombe, you've got your Comrade Wajika Jena, you've got your Comrade Malinga, you've got your Comrade Ziva, Wakadaro. So I think that is the positive. And then the negative chin, Chandaona, Chabudam part, I think Zanu PF was very, very united. If we had our differences, I think Jai solved internally. But then it's now in the open, when we have a demonstrating against my political members. And I think it doesn't paint a positive picture about the party to the general public. And I think it actually strengthens that perception. They harass each other. Yeah, so that's the only thing.
All right, you say with the Rainbow Vigwa, it was swept under the carpet. Now, like Jaku Buddha Pachina, you know, we've got Minister Ningi coming out blasting Minister Ningi, or MP Ningi coming out blasting Minister Ningi. What's causing all that? What's causing my divisions within the party from a youth perspective?
From a youth perspective and from a legal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think pakatanga kuda destabilization a party. I think chinchakatanga kuda disregard vanevanhu vakawanda. And I'm sorry to say this. I think it's the constitution. Because the constitution is ZANU-PF is very clear. Every member is with the obligation to defend and support the position of the party. And the constitution is also in a procedure. You can only teach him even at what level. But Chino Henry was saying. So I think it is when constitution and our ethical code of conduct, I think I chatted zero in those conzeresa ma jamata orange. And also I don't want to be misquoted, but I think the media has also played a part, because Yaka via exaggerator those fights really within the party, and then now kana bachita uri kana bachinzi succession battle.
Ghetto wa Hondo,
and there are minor differences, and I think kuti due to my over exaggerations akaitwa iwayo, I think unfortunately some senior members, they bought in into that frenzy, and the media, instead of telling I think the media also direct the political discourse of the party.
All right. All these squabbles, my session is battles, wars. So let me just call them squabbles or misunderstandings, just to, you know. It may miss my youth within the party.
Yes.
And this is good.
I'm going to speak for myself here.
Yes, yes.
The president and other senior party officials have identified two factions within the party,
mm-hmm.
which is G40 and Lacoste.
They exist?
That is what they say. speaking for myself, Inin, I don't think it is my youth. We should buy into these factions, because the Lacoste faction led by Honorable Vice President Mnangagwa.
Oh, allegedly led by?
Yeah, allegedly led by. Thank you for that. If he leads it, and what he wants to do for my youth. And the G40, and it, Ameno, and it. But at Sata Woods, foot, it is my youth, their preferred successor, Aka Itaish, and it. Chicha, no, Blemta Sama youth, and it. So that is the general comment. But then to answer you, Manj, I think my youth are quite affect to say, you just delve into history a bit. You see, kuti pangova yondo yaya, and it in the end that Twitter mistake noti vanhu vakati sanibe vakuti hondo, but
that misconception comes.
Yes, but pangova yondo vai paya, and it you see kuti everyone had a role to play in the furtherance of the objective of the what of the liberation struggle, and it kana wango siri a politician maybe you a general, kana wango siri a general maybe wango atori a fighter, kana wango siri a fighter maybe wango re mjiba na wango re chimbuido, and it. Or but he had a role to play. So that culture permeated into post-colonial Zimbabwe. And I want to imagine that my youth, they say, is my foot soldiers for my faction there. So can I imagine that I go to a demonstration against Comrade Honorable Kasukwere, not anger my youth. So can I go to a demonstration against Nyingi, not anger my youth. But then to ask my youth, I go to imi. My placards are Amaka Sumuza, Mama and Akupi. They don't know.
Some don't even know what this Shirini is.
Bangawa, they don't parade our structure.
She, you see.
And it, so, my youth knows one of the Alaka Sanguarira, Manoguna, who involve themselves into Junus, is not benefit to Kawar. And to be fair, on the top officials depart. Some of these youths, they are volunteering their services. Rega, I want to be associated with the Chef Nyingi, so I will stand for my interests, which is wrong. Yeah.
All right. Inini, see my youth. If I heard you correctly, you're saying that the other faction allegedly led by VP Mnangagwa, and the other one allegedly led by the first lady.
I don't know.
And Kabao, right? Avana Avasar Vanya so did you put those are talking off of my youth and it.
Yes.
Right. In my youth, let me not say Zanpi youth, but youth is the war.
Yes.
Teacher Muno Dakuti Muga Michuana from your leaders. Since I'm not eating those promise, we can support them.
Okay. So yes, I'm going to answer in a very, very long answer. Saka nawiri baba na pandizi ndiye kuti let us juxtapose condition ya tiri su na situation ya tiri sema youth emuna 2017 so juxtapose na posi na ngene ma youth in the 1960s and the 1970s and they were under the colonial regime and very repressive ya Ian Douglas Smith ndiro landed. These youths, they mobilized themselves. They had a vision. I want to live in a free Zimbabwe.
Okay.
I want to see a Zimbabwean president. I want to be a member of parliament. So they envisioned what they wanted. And then they acted upon that vision.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is why you see Kuti Anajoes Mujuru. And they entered into parliament at a very young age. You see Kuti by 26 years, Chiwenga was major general.
Mm-hmm.
And it, about politics, we've got another Ambu Domarachira. They were doing brilliant things.
It's a very
29 years, Yangato win my awards, my international. And there's this one award, Yanoton Zirona, is the only African to have won that award at 29. And they are under repressive conditions. And then, Isuzu, we are in an independent Zimbabwe. And I don't think, and I'm very sad to say this, I don't think we've got a generational mandate that I established so far, which is also, it's my youth, we want this, it's my youth, we don't want this. I think we are just living a day as it comes. So I think what the youth should do, we should sit together and you should take advantage of my platform, say Anaya, and promote a dialogue. Say, you know what, you work MDC, you work with ZANU-PF, you work with People First, you work with NPP. What do we want? And then we talk to each other. And then same youth, we maybe establish a vehicle. You know, once our interests, even outside government. So we can lobby our party to say, you know what, we need the 30% quota from a parliamentary seat. We need the kana pachinzi zvona pakuitwa zvaizva state procurement bonds rematenda zvaizve. We need a certain percentage kuti ifirwe mayouth. That is how you empower us. That is how you invest in us. Because apa saka because of confusion yatinayo kana because of kusarongeka kwatati taita kuti ti achieve a certain end. Ndosaka uchizoona kuti even kana zvakanzi A and B are fighting, a youth is willing to be used in a fight that is including A and B. As you go out in the A, there's no benefit. So I think with Esma youth, we should sit down and establish a generational vision and work towards the realization of that vision.
Finally, the dialogue, we have got the other side, the opposite movement coming out and saying that ZANU-PF has failed.
Yes.
Then we have got you guys from ZANU-PF, the ruling party. Yes. Mochiti, no, our president is doing enough, he's doing good. Then there's that Ifeoma 2.2 million jobs, there's that Zima asset thing. Yes. Are we likely to see that coming up, that dialogue between vanhu varikuti akiza ZANU-PF nemi murikuti no dara kugona panika kuwirirana here?
And ndotanga to clear air. The opposition party, its job in a democracy is to oppose. So we don't expect any pets on the back from the opposition. Because essentially their job is to oppose. So I don't think there's any iota of truth or relevance in the association of the president of Mugabe at Adabas. I think it's wrong. So that is the first thing that you need to establish.
The opposition is lying about President Wagona. And the Bible of Pamona Pumoti, Apapa, Dopa, Vamkabin Dopa Wagona, but MDC cannot see opposition parties, Varut Vata, the Papi.
Do you want me to allude to specific policies or do you want.
Maybe just one or two policies that you can say, which is, no, you know what, President has done well, but the same policy is being blasted by the opposition front.
Okay. Number one, and tanga kukupai ndiye kuti zvona. The president has invested so much in the youth. And I think he's the only leader who has taken his time to fully listen to the demands of the youth and act upon those demands. You remember with the Comrade Chipang, the 21st February movement, demanded the 21st February by next year should be a public holiday. And what happened? Now a public holiday.
And even threatened my ministers with a mudzo gifut. And I'm saying that with a jetiroro holiday.
Yes, but that was political band. But the point in the Kutishwana, the youth made a demand. And when they made that demand, it was listened to and was acted upon. So on that basis, I think President Mugabe is the icon of youth empowerment. But then, okay, let us now go. Kunishun should abroad. You think I'm going to affect my youth chat. We look at command agriculture. We look at the presidential input scheme. The combined effect of these two, we had a bumper harvest, and I don't think there's going to be any vote buying, and I don't think the opposition is going to find it easy to penetrate more and more chance my pastor went out. Saka, based on that, we have managed to create self-sufficiency in terms of food. We have managed to empower the youth, and the president has continued to democratize Zimbabwe, because for ZANU-PF the national question post-independence is for democratization and modernization. So he has managed to democratize this country.
All right. There is also the issue here, Kuti. ZANU-PF promised. I mentioned this, but I think you didn't get it.
Okay.
During its campaigns in 2013, ZANU-PF promised the 2.2 million jobs.
Yes.
And up to now, on the contrary, actually,
yes,
more industries have closed.
Yes.
More, many people have lost their jobs.
Yes. Yes.
And we are now going into 2018.
Yes.
And there's still that promise of 2.2 million jobs.
Yes.
How then, as youths, can we be convinced that we should be voting for ZANU-PF?
Okay.
Why should I, as somebody, as Tumbuzas Vitika, vote for ZANU-PF?
So let me first clear the air and away 2.2 million jobs.
Okay.
Vice President Mnangagwa proclaimed that 2.2 million jobs have been created.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Vice President of the country, Second Secretary of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his words carries authority because he would be speaking from his guts. But maybe when I'm going to go, Honorable Psychology Mazimisa, as a member of parliament, he said that the 2.2 million jobs have been created.
They were even surpassed.
That is
3.2 million jobs.
That is what he said. And is it? But what I would say is, when the promise was made,
mm-hmm,
it was made in among my variables.
Okay.
Angaripo in 2012. Things go like this. Shaka famaso. The 2.2 million jobs will be created. And some of these variables, they were beyond the control of the party.
Mm-hmm.
So what the party did, nakapa a promise, and got a premise on some variables which it could not control. And when those variables started to be unfavorable, I don't think that there are 2.2 million jobs that was once calculated. Although the party position when the in the government position is created.
Mm.
But then, Kuti, why should you vote for ZANU-PF as a youth? I think as a youth, you'll be better off in ZANU-PF. If you want to be an MP, you have higher chances of getting into parliament on a ZANU-PF ticket and on an MDC other opposition ticket.
Mm.
Why do I say so? We've got the likes of Nelson Chamisa, is a brilliant mind. Do I share my youth in MDC? Munakushika 14. Do I share my youth? They're my youth, Wagapinda. They are still my youth.
Don't tell me, Jigana Chipanga. I see very. How many Chipanga is what? 36?
I'm not sure, but then I'm not going to premise my example on Chipanga.
Mm-hmm.
But ZANU-PF has injected new blood into the political scene. We have Ananasha Dimasha Yamombao. Did you know them? No, he didn't know them. Anana Mayor Justice Wajikajena, did he know them? Anana Tabitha Kanengoni, did he know them? Anana Comrade Ziva, did he know them? Anana Tinashe, there's Tinashe Nakangana to do constituency, but it's an MP. VSL, they're in parliament. So ZANU-PF is injecting new blood for every election. And I'm sure by 2018, I think the youth quota is at Okwira. And Abandrungo Tarabat Vanwaga winner, we've got plenty who lost. The likes of Analu Mumba and many others, Waka lose. And as an UPF ticket. And I can guarantee you, go to any opposition party, any coalition, it's further constraints and opportunities in my youth, my leadership positions.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think if you're interested in leadership, if you're interested in directly impacting the political discourse and the economic trajectory of Zimbabwe, I think ZANU-PF is the best position.
All right. So, we are heading into 2018.
Yes.
And I'm just looking at different political parties, right?
Yes.
They seem to have they have shifted from depending more on the adult vote. Now they are targeting youth. It's the same thing, I think, within ZANU-PF as well, where you've got this paradigm shift from reliance on Mawo vets to my youth. Now we've got my interface, presidential interface. And I'm sure these are being used as a campaign as well. I don't think we're going to see more rigorous campaigns for ZANU-PF. Now, why is there paradigm shift towards the youth vote? How critical is it in 2018?
I think we have to take into cognizance the sense you could, we have to take into cognizance the fact you could see my youth constitute the majority of the electorate heading into 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a political suicide not to include them. And Jadaro, I think it is the best opportunity for us, my youth, to use our leverage, Nema numbers,
mm-hmm.
to get what you want from our political parties.
Mm.
And I don't think the opposition from Jandaon and Nima, I don't think the opposition is making any attempt to lure my youth. Why do I say so? There's a bandons opposition you could tell about my weaknesses as an appeal. Talk about taxation, the ZANU-PF. But President Bukuzo, ZANU-PF is talking about going to the youth, listening to their demands, and acting upon their demands. So I think ZANU-PF is the only party which genuinely is trying to make an attempt to connect with the youth. And then ZANU-PF has stopped depressing reliance on war veterans. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's entirely true. I just think it is a group of people who thought Kutijona, you know what, Isusu at the Jindikem part, we are super comrades. And Zhuguitwa, that group, I don't think represents the generality of the war vets. And I think that my war veterans are kawanda, they are actually against them. Tell me, how can you be in support of someone, Anoburita, a t-shirt?
We're going to get to that. Yeah,
we can talk about Yakanzona, Grace, Emal, what? We are failing to control two unruly rogues. And even now, because unruly rogues, they are youth. They did not decide to be born of the president. They are not political actors, but they are being abused.
Mm.
And we've got a woman who is in politics, but who's being reminded that your rightful place is in the kitchen. That is retrogressive.
Mm.
That is not what I think they went to war for. And I don't think there is a majority of my war veterans and supporters Shabadar.
Alright, interesting. This is the program Youth and the Road to 2018, where today we're talking to Comrade Carson Kundowona, who is just a mere member within the ZANU-PF party. We are talking a lot of issues here. Now, comrade, we want to talk about, you mentioned this in passing, but let's go back to it, vote buying.
Yes.
There is that traditional means of vote buying, yekuti vanosvika parali, munopiwa, mari, chichi, kana tuhupu, and whatnot, and it. But there is this one, manje, yakudo maybe, njimi mneka mninge magando uchukuru, yekuti, as we head to each and every election, almost each and every election, you start hearing my mega deals. The president has signed $1 billion deal, or $1 billion worth of whatever. Investor. And recently there was an issue Yema loans, Yema student loans. What's your take on this method Yema vote? I would want to call it vote buying, because it only happens towards elections. What's your take?
Firstly, I think I have a bit of a problem. Can I try with the sector question? I think it exposes a very big problem. And this problem stems from the perception that government business has to pause when I talk about my election. Are you then trying to suggest to me that when I talk about 2018, we don't need to lure my investors?
But
are you telling me that when we are going to 2018, we don't need to dualize the Mashonko Road?
Definitely.
We don't need to commission the Togwe Mkosi.
Why now? Why not in the past 3-4 years? Why now? Because this thing happens during almost every election. You look at 2018 Panopoda, the Pakuto Chimichi project, Chiwombe, a Togwe Mkosi, now there's dualization, now there's a mega deal for Cisco. Why? How convenient?
Okay. Doesn't it only make sense when a government is in, you know, it may be a 5-year plan. So doesn't it only make sense
the plan comes towards me?
No. No. Towards the end of that 5-year plan, the plan comes into fruition, man. All the logistics have been sorted. Doesn't it make sense? Do you want the government to say, you have been power and us, and it, I need my logistics, and it,
haina a solid plan. Ichibutokazira plan. And you want it to start lying to you. Would you appreciate a government that takes the time? It's okay. Tamla 2017, team, but you want to leave a lasting legacy. And it, and then they initiate something. Yet even if they are gone, they've left a footprint in their lives, the Zimbabweans. Not in a political way, but in a genuine and economic way. Wouldn't you prefer a government like that?
Let's look at it this way. You know, since 2010, there's been talk about resuscitation in Zisco. And we've had a lot of money that has been injected there, but nothing has happened. Now, with just a few months before the election, just yesterday, Dragons Zisco held out resuscitation as well. And then there's a ministry, there's a minister who's coming in, Akuti. There is a student loan, 1 billion student loan facility. And then there's, a number of things, huge money things. So, in the question, from 2018, do pega puzzle, once I go to Tarutanga, go come into fruition.
The relevant ministers of Atawara have a duty to provide the service to the people of Zimbabwe. And they provide duty regardless of what time of the political calendar it is. Mm-hmm. Even Ghana, 2013, they've got a duty. STEM, Ghana Tarutara, a student loan. STEM again initiate for it. Initiate from that. Well, dara dara, and then this is a continuation of the work you put on a minister, and it is not a gimmick, because man, you are going to see it in action. And then when it comes to Yamugutawara, this question, the question still begs: do you want government business to pause because it is election time? If we are not coming up with a foolproof solution for the past 4 years, should you then say good at as we want to start one year towards the election, rather than the vote buying, getting yarare? No. This is going to be done. And even if our government goes, which is very unlikely, even if it's voted out of power, in the unlikely event, and then the program will still continue. You know, see it, one in Gavari, pay pap.
All right. Let's move on. You talked about ZANU-PF being voted into power, and you're saying it's unlikely. Yes. Now, just a few weeks ago, we witnessed a grand coalition by the opposition front, which aims to unseat the ZANU-PF government in 2018.
Yes.
Imimio Sema Youth within the ZANU-PF party. What's your take on the coalition?
In the political world, you know, when your enemy is making a mistake, must not interrupt them. And the MDC made a very big mistake. Because what it did, we need a coalition to unseat the president, Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Mm-hmm. What it did, it communicated a silent message to its supporters that on its own, it does not have the capacity to unseat President Mugabe. So, in the event of this coalition has to come into fruition, they are going to have headaches. Because even their members are going to be demoralized. So why vote? And the most important thing that ZANU-PF youths we take away from coalition, it then invalidates all those allegations of rigging. Because Ababa, you know, MDC can do it alone, but Rigu Rigwa. But now they've openly stated that no, we cannot do it alone. We need to unite my opposition parties. Yes, that way we can unseat ZANU-PF. But then it doesn't make sense. Because the 2018 that I win is 67%. I think you're aware of this.
Yeah, yeah.
So we still have that number. And if anything, it could also be zero. I think the coalition is a desperate attempt by a politician who has realized that you will never be the president of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a desperate attempt, and you are not worried about it. In fact, we work on it.
And then, besides the coalition, there are independent parties that have come into the political arena. You've got APA, is led by Dr. Nkosana Moyo.
Yes.
You've got Mapati Ana Dr. Ngarivume, you've got Ana Dr. Simba Makoni, you've got Pati Yama Mjuru, and the Breakaway Faction, which is now led by Ntambara.
Yes.
How does this now unsettle the NPF nerves, if any?
Look, when Novaka voted in 2013, they voted for President Mugabe, not for Amai Joyce Mujuru. So the fact that Amai Mujuru is not going to affect the majority of our voters, because they never voted for him in the first place. You understand? So, Amai Mujuru, we don't have to share our piece of the cake with Amai Mujuru. Amai Mujuru has joined the opposition ranks, and it is Tsvangirai who must be worried. Because it is him who is going to have to share this cake, Namjuru, Nana Apa. That is why he's now desperate to make a coalition. Because he realizes this. But you know what? 3% Gangaka, it may actually be further splitting. Minyaechi, Yima party Zawanda. And then those who are going to know, this is a marriage of convenience. E.T. So the record saying Tsvangirai is a dictator. Watchmen knew Tsvangirai is a dictator. Now, what's good in Tsvangirai the work on us? Shows that their sole mandate is to oppose, is to grab power, and they have nothing, they have absolutely no plan to do Kanavava power right. How can you entrust a dictator? Does it make sense to you? Doesn't.
Right. And then, 2013 again. I always, you know, used 2013. I think that's where most of the problems emanate from. Because where we are today...
Problems?
We don't have any.
What problems?
Is the economy well? Are you satisfied with everything? Service delivery, the roads, everything, the jobs, employment?
Look.
Cash in the banks?
Look, I don't think we are where we are supposed to be.
Where are we supposed to be?
I think we have to be the best economy in the world.
President Mugabe said we are the best in Africa.
I said in the world. As a Zimbabwean... It is an inborn thing that I believe that Zimbabwe is superior. And I've had perception even in Kwatinogara, not talking to Zimbabwe and not South Africa, no Shanda. It is because we believe in ourselves. And that self-belief we have the potential to be the best economy in Africa. So yeah, I don't think we are where we are supposed to be. But then for you to pin 2013 is the genesis of my problems. I don't know, but then...
Alright, you're saying you've got the potential. How are we going to unlock that potential? What is it going to take? We are going to into 2018. We need a government that gives us hope. How are we going to unlock that potential that you're talking about?
Okay. I think that we need, as a nation, we need to reconfigure our value system. Over the years, we have developed this tendency. That is why you find even roadblocks, you've got reports, $10. He doesn't even care. But my problems are the same problems are motorists too. So I think we need to reconfigure our value system as a society and then produce leaders from that society which is in a moral uprightness. Positions of authority, they acknowledge that theirs is to save the people, not to save themselves.
Right. President Mugabe is on record saying my roadblocks and my police should cool down, they should slow down on whatever they're doing. But we continue to hear, in fact, my pieces are there.
Yes.
Is this a case of now saying the center now no longer holds? The president is no longer respected, even by his own police force?
No, I think that's a mischievous question. Because the president only made this proclamation, I think it was on Saturday.
But he has done, he said this a number of times.
I think it was on Saturday. And if I heard him correctly, he wasn't saying that Mapurisa, the parody of Mchose, just called for a reduced prison, Mapurisa, and he implored to write an appeal. To their Ubuntu, Vasa Arasa, Vasa extorted my motorists. And I don't have empirical evidence. You gotta give that Mapurisa ato judisrikata. And from what I've read and what I've noticed, my roadblocks have actually decreased.
All right. So this is the program Youth and the Road to 2018. We are hosting Comrade Carson Kundwona, who is giving us his opinion from his ZANU-PF point of view. We have invited a number of other political parties on this show where they've also shared their sentiments with us. We keep on inviting you to come to the program if you've got anything that you want to talk to us about. Now, Comrade Carson, I'll come to you. You talked about going back to our value system. What should be done to a chef, a chef who's caught on the wrong side of the law?
You know, with the chef, I don't think it exists.
But you know, on the Chinese way, especially in the beef part.
Yes, that's a deviation from the principles and policies of the ZANU-PF. For ZANU-PF is the Marxist-Leninist party. Mm-hmm. It depends on the middle class and the lower class.
But it's now...
There are factors. Our value system is Zorasik, our constitution is Zorasik. So, I think Kanashif Vakabatwongzi, Vane Moshaya Waita, the law should take its course. Clear, no one is above the law, and we have seen it happen.
In Zimbabwe,
where is Comrade Toman? Where is Comrade Kereke?
All right,
where are they? Comrade Kereke is behind bars, despite him being a sitting member of parliament.
Those are just a drop in the ocean, but the untouchables, Tinema Mafira, or Tinon Zwanzi, you cook Randis for Kodai, but Nyaino Zwanzi appear. Is accused of multiple ownership of my stands, but it's not Zongopera Zagadaro, despite the president saying we don't want, both that's another form of corruption, despite the president saying we don't want corruption within the party or the country. To know why it's a Zagadaro, my untouchables. Didn't we use and talk about a share of your party? Panning your heads out there happened. No one example, Ip.
Now, not by example, Dar, your comrade Kerek. Nakupai ya comrades to man.
But I'm untouchables.
I don't know who you are referring to as untouchables.
No, we shall not name names.
But so basing on that, I don't think I can comment about issues they were announcing as they. No, it would be unfair. It would be a trick for me. You want me to defend the maybe Agada Shunjakaipa? She was the one that PF in a different Shunjakashata. No. I want to be as objective as possible, and I want to comment on issues that I know stuff that I'm saying. So I will not defend the indefensible, and at the same time, I will not rush to validate my claims and my allegations against people whom I don't know, whose conduct I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Recently, we've seen a number of my youth, be it within the ZANU-PF party, they want to be in positions of power. We've got Anafadzi, we've got Navimbai. There's someone who is launching a party, I think, on Friday. What's your take on that, on the rise Yema youth Varuknaku Turama ma positions of power? What does that do to the development of the country?
No, this is very, very welcome. And it also attests to the fact that ZANU-PF has been able to create an environment, allow for young and willing leaders to emerge. So we welcome Anafadzi Maheri. She's an excellent person. I've heard her talk. We welcome Anavimbaye. I haven't had the opportunity. But we welcome Munuwese. Because same are youth, and I'm talking from a youth perspective, I think same youth, we should come to this realization. If we have a youthful senate, if we have a youthful parliament, if we have a youthful cabinet, the youth will be in control of the country. If we have a youthful council, my councillors, my youth, their services and their work will be youth-orientated. But we don't realize that. I think, politics, but I'm happy that we have got new entrants into the political arena. And the only flip side of it, man, new entrants, they are the likes of Anankosana Moyo. They are coming, they are eating up space, which could have been used by my youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think you could have offered this expertise to my youth, but then him decided to go it alone. I don't think it was a wise decision, talking from a youth perspective.
Right. Don't get me wrong on this one. you're saying Vankosana Moyo, Varuku Vako Yapa space, and get there occupy on a name youth.
Yes.
But we have got a 93-year-old president
who was elected by the youth. Who elected Vankosana Moyo to run for president?
He came
no
up.
One.
But
he
his party is made up of youthful people.
But that wasn't the case during the launch. I didn't see any youthful face. I didn't see any woman. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying Nkosana Moyo made up his mind. I want to run for president. Mr. Mugabe was lobbied, was petitioned, and was pressured into representing.
Pressured?
Yes.
Wow.
Was pressured into representing the part in 2018, in 2013, and the years before.
As I come. Alright, fine. And then, youth mobilization. I think it also touches on violence. There is that perception you my youth ndovanoshandiswa for violence as we go into elections.
Yes, yes, yes.
It could be from the MDC, it could be from ZANPF, but yeah, mainly ndoma foot soldiers, just to quote what you said.
Yes, yes, yes.
How
yes.
then can we as youth move away from this thing you could teach no shandis for teach no for forefront to rira most of the army?
I think we need to find each other. But we need to have a frank, honest, and dispassionate conversation. It's not about I belong to this party, we belong to this party. We need to find each other. To Garisana Pass, what do we want? And then we take it from there. But then, with my recent utterances, at MDC, they plan to unleash violence. On us.
Only if ZANPF unleashes violence.
No, but then Kokanavaga to mirror my agent provocateur.
How do you know what Ndio Pamuya was?
You see, but what I'm saying, but the question I'm putting to you is, what if they give their supporters ZANPF t-shirt to provoke them? And then they find an excuse to unleash violence on us. Because yeah, violence, you should take it in context. Look at what happened to my party headquarters, Hawaii. Those people mean business. Did Tokozani perpetrate any violence to them? No.
And now. Capital 263.
Well, this is still the program Youth and the Road to 2018. I'm your host, Love Joy, and I have comrade Carson here from ZANU-PF, who we are sharing one day, Jambo Batanya, the Mashef, Wanu Batanya, the corruption. Factionalism within the party. Now we want to talk about youth violence within both the opposition front and the ruling party. As we head towards each and every election, my youth ndova no wanzo shandiswa kuti vange vachirova vanhu, and these are cases are documented, and we have seen this happening. Right, comrade. As my youth, how then do we move away from this issue of Tirova and Tirowe and Tishandiswe?
Okay. From a ZANU-PF perspective, I think every youth should reconfigure him or herself with the values of the party. Namatana nakati unity, peace, development. That is number one. And then Tagusotawara manje tsangana neve opposition. And we need to find each other. So Tawarane, what do we want? What do we expect of our leadership? The people are true. They have aspirations. They do, and it. But at the current moment, I don't think this is going to be possible, because MDC has promised to unleash violence on us.
Reign of terror.
Yes, and Jakarta or Nanuko leader my youth. He said that he is going to unleash violence on us. a few days ago, we had Obed Gutu on Twitter saying that they are willing to use their last bullet in order to destroy a lethal enemy. Connotations of violence. I think it is when it will make it difficult for us to find each other. But we are just praying that by the time my election happens, sense would finally be prevailing in Harvest House. So that we can talk to each other, we can even organize soccer matches. MDC versus Zambia. Which are gonna ref music. Just symbols. No, I'm actually being honest.
I'm actually being honest.
Mm-hmm. That is number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, let us make use of my institutions there are neutral. So the church. Look at how youthful the church is nowadays.
We've got
our prophet Makandiwas, our prophet Magayas, our prophet Chupetende, Anamanzi Baba, Wobo. You see, these are youths, they can actually shape political discourse here as we head into 2018. And then, let us use my spaces here and then, to reach to each other. Those are the guys that are going to be able to. So we need to come up with my initiatives. Foster unity. In a teacher foster the understanding in a democracy, electoral violence is not tolerated.
Last year, if you remember something, we had a NERA demo in Harare. They were calling for electoral reforms. It was actually the youth wing that was calling for electoral reforms.
Yes.
Right. As the demo was happening, some alleged ZANU-PF youth members confronted the demo and it caused a lot of violence. Now, that alone, my youth in NERA, I have a fighter for a cause, Yemun West, not just my youth, MDC, I have a fighter for a cause, Yemun West. And then now we have got alleged ZANU-PF youth coming in, which he confronted. Think about any common ground here with such things going on. Do we get somewhere? Are we likely to get somewhere?
Okay, so I'll address your question in two parts.
Yes.
You rightly used the word alleged.
Yes.
So I don't think there's any certainty in political identity in my youth. Who knows? Maybe it could have been a ploy in opposition. But the opposition wants to play crybaby in Zimbabwe. They want to be the victim. So, maybe Apavangawa registered demo yawo zvakanaka, the police was not interfering. I'm saying maybe because I'm not privy to the details. I was not in the country at that time. So, realizing that all those perceived obstacles are angasisipo, maybe they created this scene. You can never tell. But if it was members of the ZANU-PF, I've already said, would know. It's also, if those members are listening, I'm saying to you, comrades, let us reconfigure ourselves to the values of the party, the principles of the party. We are a part of peace. We are a part of development. We are a part of unity.
Interesting. Now, as we try to round up the program, an interesting program, I would say, we are seeing ZEC is yet to start voter registration, is yet to start voter registration in Babo, depending on the voter education, and we have got virgin voters. We have got the issue Yema, what do you call them?
BVR kids.
Yes, BVR kids. We have got those registration forms. What do you call them?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but yeah.
My affidavits, whatever.
Okay.
Those things. Any more from the ruling party? What's your take on this war you set up yesterday?
Okay. ZEC is an independent board. It was formed in terms of the constitution of Zimbabwe. It is independent and its independence is sacred. As the part, we cannot be seen to be influencing ZEC. ZEC has to do shawanoita iwo to the best of their abilities, and they have to be faithful to the people of Zimbabwe. They have to discharge their mandate. Right. So the delays are going to come in ZEC. As the part, we still maintain our respect for their independence. That is number one. And then number two, about the new voting system,
mm-hmm. which includes proof of residence. Those are 90 documents and yeah, proof of residence.
Yes, but let me just answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, BVRI, it is another affirmation from the ruling party, which is NPF. But you know, my allegations is a matter of rigging. It is the opposition that BVRI, maybe you know this.
Yeah, yeah,
and then their request was granted. And then Mari, Jakabuda, Jebuta, Matest. She says, you should quit. But then, when I have the proof of residence, I don't know any country. It's not that requirement, the proof of residence.
Mm-hmm.
And even if Kanairiko, it would be disingenuous for the people of the opposition. Because that you know, this is a ploy to disenfranchise our potential voters.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if you're having employment problems, so am I. Employment problem, I started to always have MGC. So if
doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, so if, I mean, yeah, so if you're having an accommodation problem, and it is affecting all of us, whether you're ZANU-PF or you're MGC. So we all need to pass through those processes. So I think it's a fallacy. I think it's a lie. It's a deliberate misrepresentation. You could see it's strenuous for an electoral body to try and say that we need proof of residence because it is needed. Don't take it as vehicle to go for them.
Because I say, wanna mimi any maybe mimi ma muripa muri agent advantage point. Ina understand the name.
Yes, ina understand the
name. Ma muna name, but
yes.
Paro diwa this proof of residence. Is also to know what do we do? We have to hustle.
No, I'm not qualified to really comment on this one
mm-hmm.
because my knowledge is sketchy.
Okay.
But I think Zek. No, if you don't have a house, these are the provisions. Can I show Garanamberequa? I think your parents just write a letter. What not? Can I show Ja? Yes, in Indira, Wakatari Saga. I think it's very inclusive. Everyone can register. Maybe them Gutarati, what about the street kids or what? Yeah, maybe. Isusu Tingatotaureo, but Isus, and I keep on saying Isus. Not because I'm representing the ZANU-PF Youth League per se, although I'm a member of the Youth League in Zengwana Msanga, but we've got our lobby group within the party, which is fighting for the democratization, modernization of Zimbabwe. From a youth perspective, we are going to try and lobby our leadership so that they put maybe these street kids into consideration. And one feasible and practical way of doing this. Kuti ma these people and it varikunzi ma street kids are kuti vapinde voters roll. We talk to the town clerk. After we talk to the town clerk, we try to identify vanhu ava. We rope in non-governmental organizations and check with an welfare vana. We put them in proper housing facilities. Can I talk to this now? But at least vanhu vapinda m franchise. Yeah.
Interesting. I think we have run out of time, but we would have loved to continue with this program. But we can always call you back, comrades, and you're always welcome to share with us more of what you have to offer, more of what ZANU-PF has to offer, especially the youth league. That's where the bias is, because we are realizing the importance of the youth as we head into 2018. The same applies to all our viewers here. If you have got any issue that you want us to talk about, it could be political, it could be social, it could be economic, feel free to get in touch with us on our social media platforms. On Twitter, we are at 263chat. On Facebook, we are at 263chat. And don't forget to use the hashtag on Twitter, that's ZimVotes18, as we continue with these discussions. Having said that, this has been the program Youth and the Road to 2018. My name is Love Jim Tungwe. It's been good having you. See you next time.
And now. Capital 263.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at 263chat. Our website www.263chat.com.